I write a lot. And the reason why I write a lot is because I believe that creativity is an addiction. I don't write because I have an addiction to creativity. I write so I can understand the addiction to creativity. Unplug because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally Uncut because we all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. I can't help but sit here and wonder if this is just going to be the way of the world. March 2020, every day. Science predicting COVID variants like hurricanes chasing shores way across the world. I mean, living here in Carolina, the moment a weather disturbance happens off the shores of Africa, we're looking at it because you don't know how it's going to affect or infect the area that we are. Is it going to be a hit or miss? Is it going to hit us directly? Are we going to get a tropical storm out of this? I mean, the very second that the weatherman says that there's a tropical storm on the way, we all sit there and wonder, how do we prepare for this? And the same is true with this COVID variant. Someone sniffles in itty-bitty city anywhere on the planet, and science quickly declares it an emergency. Will this be the way of life for the rest of our years, generations, and beyond? I mean, I just want to know. I want to prepare myself for that situation. What happens when the masses quit believing that the sky is falling? I mean, science and the news media. As a team, they injure the population more than an out-of-control politician. It's just a subject all its own. And I just got to ask you, are you wearing your seatbelt? Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walk through an everyday world. I am a daily writer. I write every day because I'm allowing the universe to move through me. I'm being mindful of this place called now. So therefore, you've got to learn how to listen to what is going on now so that you can better prepare how you're growing forward. Yes, it's a chore. Yes, sometimes I'm not in the mood, but you still put yourself in a situation of let it flow. Don't be the blockage. Let it flow. This is The Daily Mess. Being spiritually driven and living it are completely different walks. But it's no reason to create judgment. As a normal everyday person, it's 100% completely natural to have questions and doubt. It's how change is brought to life in your life. In all things that we do and not accomplish, we are in the center of challenges, and we drive ourselves through those steps and decisions. Being of faith doesn't guarantee spirituality. Both are beautiful walks of life, but it doesn't guarantee eye to eye. We are living in a time of history where what we believe is constantly watched by how we act and react in our homes and on the real streets. You got to trust the path. It's the one that you are leading and the one that you are living. For we must always be equal with love and peace. Knowing your spirituality or your religious behavior is a depth in the clearer picture of the image that's in your mirror. Just no judgment. No judgment. Share your universal wealth, and with the world you shall endure a lot more love. It's a heavy subject. But how do you deal with it? The person that you look at in the mirror, who are they? Have you asked them questions? Do they reply? Feels kind of stupid doing that, doesn't it? Because someone said that when you're singing in the mirror, because you're going to be on America's Most Talented one day, or you're going to sing on The Voice on NBC. Yeah, you're singing in the mirror. You practice. I've talked with comedians that practice their jokes and politicians who sit there and they do their lectures staring at the mirror. But does the mirrored image ever give you something back? That's what I'm saying. There's a difference between the spiritual walk and living a life of religion. It's different because who is in charge? Why are they in charge? You've got to ask questions. And when you ask those questions, you build a stronger, better path. It doesn't mean you have to go out there and you have to preach it. Just live it. Live it. I'm Arrow, and that's The Daily Mess.